This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Israeli government has approved a ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon. This was disclosed by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office last night. The ceasefire deal, which was brokered by the US and France, is expected to halt the war that has killed almost 3,800 people in Lebanon over the last year and left about 16,000 others wounded. The deal requires both Israeli forces and Hezbollah to withdraw from South Lebanon over 60 days, with Hezbollah repositioning north of the Litani River, approximately 30 kilometers from the border. The Lebanese National Army and UN peacekeeping forces would fill the resulting security vacuum. Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, will launch a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi today. The primary agenda of the program is to make India a child marriage-free nation. During the event, the minister will unveil the Child Marriage-Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a four-day visit to Tamil Nadu starting today. She is scheduled to address the faculty and student officers of the Defence Services Staff College, Wellington, later today. India and International Solar Alliance, or ISA, have signed an agreement to execute new solar projects in Fiji, Comoros, Madagascar and Seychelles. The project implementation agreement was signed between the Ministry of External Affairs and the ISA in New Delhi yesterday. India had earlier committed to invest $2 million in new solar projects in these Indo-Pacific countries. The successful execution of these projects is expected to enhance energy access, create employment and provide reliable and quality water supply in these Indo-Pacific countries. India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including their right of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said it has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of bail to spokesperson of the Bangladesh Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jot, Chinmoy Krishnadas. It said this incident follows the multiple attacks on Hindus and other minorities by extremist elements in Bangladesh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar attended the outreach session of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting with Indo-Pacific partners in Fiji, Italy yesterday. The minister said that the Indo-Pacific region is experiencing significant changes, including new convergences and partnerships, as well as anxieties and frictions. The minister also informed that the evolution of Quad has been a notable development and the Indo-Pacific landscape creates a compelling argument for a wider collaborative approach. In Jammu and Kashmir, government has announced the launch of an online Right to Information or RTI portal developed by the National Informatics Centre, NIC. The portal will facilitate electronic submission of RTI requests, enable citizens to track their applications and receive responses online, eliminating the need for physical visits to government offices. The initiative part is expected to be fully operational by December 10, 2024. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy rain in Mayiladuthurai, Nagapattinam and Thiruvarur districts of Tamil Nadu and Karaikal in Puducherry for today, ahead of the cyclone Fengal. Due to the prevailing situation, educational institutions in 14 districts have been closed due to the advent of cyclone Fengal. The Delta districts and some coastal areas are likely to receive more than 20 centimetres of rainfall for the next 48 hours. People living in low-lying areas have been asked to move to safer areas. In chess, 8-year-old Divit Reddy has won the gold medal at the Under 8 World Cadets Chess Championship in Monte Silvano, Italy. The Telangana prodigy accumulated 9 points out of a maximum of 11, tying with compatriot Satvik Swain. However, Divit secured the gold based on his superior tiebreak score. India's National Anti-Doping Agency, NADA, has imposed a 4-year suspension on Tokyo Olympics bronze medalist Bajrang Punia for refusing to provide a sample during a doping test on March 10 at the national team selection trials. And that is the end of this news bulletin.